Black Baron MI6 Christopher Steele. Questions in Need to be Answered by the FBI. Prior to China's advancement of the coronavirus, September 2008 was labeled as the greatest financial collapse since the Great Depression by the so-called subprime market meltdown. In late 2007, a zero-day exploit, DDoS, was identified by Guardian, not the British newspaper, called Game Over Zeus, that seemingly was implanted on almost every computer in the world. The question arises, how was this possible and completely undetected? Other than an unusual source code for the logic chain, the virus siphons a very small percentage of collapsing mortgage-backed securities into black market accounts located in the Ukraine. Nothing unusual there, except observance was not only isolated to Hines' Guardian purpose to identify a standard money grab, a criminal activity, into what became an economic cyber Pearl Harbor event, as an act of war suffered on September 11, 2008, namely by Shearson Lehman Brothers and millions of Americans. Lehman, founded in 1850, was no stranger to previous financial perils, surviving a civil war in 1861, 11 bank panics, bank runs in the 19th century, and no less, everything from the Great Depression to the 1992 Fannie and Freddie free-for-all, to the first strike called 9/11. This situation was the cause of the termination of the firm's 26,200 employees in a single day, and filed for bankruptcy protection within 3 days of the attack on September 14, 2008. The 2007 Game Over Zeus was just the fuel for in-game Zeus. Later identified as a political op called Black Bear, it exercised another zero-day exploit to lock out the buy side only of the immense $8 trillion derivative trading market. Thus, the true accountancy of a liquidity crisis requiring Federal Reserve initial multi-trillion dollar intervention, preventing the complete collapse of Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Merrill Lynch within days, and the entire U.S. market system if AIG was allowed to fall. Clearly, the very nature of this designed zero-day exploit was huge. Rather than the standard 20-kilobyte cyber virus, the virus exceeded 500 kilobytes, or 1.23 megabytes once compressed, and still remained undetected by virtually every computer expert on the planet, and was more than just alarming. This was a Trinity moment, and like the first atomic bomb detonation at Alamogordo, New Mexico, most people never will know it occurred until years later. These kinds of cyber attacks are designed as acts of war in the least, if not a response or a first strike advantage for total world war. Only governments have the immense resources required to create such a weapon and advance questions as to the role of individuals, like Yukony Bogachev having Russian and GRU associations, the ability to access such code. Hines had identified not only one zero-day exploit, whereas the later labeled Stuxnet virus in 2010 by the cyber community having contained four separate programs, Black Light, Black Bear, Black Hawk, and Black Bald. Each had the same qualities to remain undetected after implementation and had only one activation source, located in Crimea, Ukraine. Black Bear, if revealed as an attack, could have resulted in a United States military response by POTUS Bush. That didn't happen. Despite the symbolism of another attack occurring on the anniversary date of 9/11, September 11, 2001, and problematically another NATO Article 5 invocation, Hines Peer's assessment confirmed the very successful preparatory ops of Russian cyber warfare used in the Georgian War, Estonia, and against Ukraine's national electric power supply were Stuxnet Black Bear initiatives, incurring also in 2008. Not having an effective response from President Bush created placement for the new Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, in July 2008, before the outcome of the U.S. presidential election in November 2008, a move traditionally occurring after it's known as to whom the next U.S. POTUS. Clearly, Russian election influence existence considered options for selection between a naive, first-term junior Illinois Senator Barack Hussein Obama and Herculean-term U.S. hawk and chairman of the powerful Senate Armed Service Committee, the late and honorable Senator John McCain. The choice for Putin, and those in the U.S. political intelligence establishment desiring Russian election influence allowance to determine the outcome of the 2008 election, was clear. Hence the Black Bear label of choice. Such allowance in 2020 hindsight is clear now, as no classified nor non-classified report during Obama DNI and CIA term questioned Russian election influence role in the 2008 election. Consequently, U.S. political motivations moved towards a reset, whereas cause for a reset was never identified by U.S. authorities concerning Russia, became more apparent with Obama's selection as POTUS rather than Senator McCain, and the subsequent history that followed. A reset that allowed Russia to take the Crimea without firing a shot, gave blankets and MREs to Ukraine instead of weapons, manufacturing high oil prices from organized African coast piracy to the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Do I need to say more? This white paper is a result of Hind's Guardian involvement. By traveling to Sevastopol and locations within the Crimean Peninsula in early 2009, known by the U.S. and foreign intelligence sources to obtain the Black Bear Stuxnet credentials, identify the individuals involved, and determine why the question for Russian election influence became a tool for a coup against President Trump. Obama followed the Bush-Obama establishment storyline and wasn't planning on being the subject to a four-year questionable narrative to conceal in the least the truth of the documents Hinds had secured. Of a deep state political bias to be published on the internet in January 20, 2017. The very same documents claimed to exist as written in a letter to Eric Holder, then Obama's U.S. AG, on February 7, 2012. After unprecedented change in U.S. national security policy by Obama in the 2012 re-election, after writing Missouri Senator Blunt on January 7, 2017, declaring my intentions to reveal Russian election influence in 2008. On January 18, 2017, a tactical operations unit of the St. Louis County Police made forced after-dark entry seizing Hind's computer. A year and a half later, the Missouri Technical Assistance Service stated, no evidentiary value existed on the only computer seized. Despite no criminal charges being advanced, the computer has never been returned. Now for the rest of the story.